friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom driving with windows down hears baby's cries coming from a ditch and jumps into action. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Distraught mom Jenna Wilson reunited with her missing baby boy after a determined stranger found the child just in time. Jenna Wilson of Illinois experienced a parent's worst nightmare after dashing back into her house to get something. Since the trip would only take a few minutes, the mom left her van running with her three-month-old son, Gaiety, inside. But when Gina came back outside, her heart stopped when she discovered an empty driveway. Someone had stolen her van with her three-month-old still inside. "I thought he was gone," the mother said of the terrifying moment. Jenna Wilson immediately contacted the police, who wasted no time in issuing an Amber Alert. And when Brittany Ford and her aunt, Jenny Mahi, heard the news, it broke their hearts. So they dropped everything to go out and search for the missing baby boy. "If it was my baby, I would want everyone out there," Jenny explained. And this kind of selfless devotion to helping a stranger was exactly what God used to bring baby Gaiety home. Despite the cold weather outside, Jenny and Brittany rode around with the windows down. They hoped for some kind of clue or sign pointing to the missing child's whereabouts. And soon, God gave them just that. Brittany slowed her vehicle when they heard a baby's cries. The sounds were coming from a ditch on the side of the road. Brittany jumped out of the car and raced towards the cries. And what she saw was heart-wrenching. There, face down in the ditch, lay the missing baby boy. Apparently, after taking off with the van, the thief tossed the poor child out like trash. Police estimate little boy spent 2 to 3 hours in the ditch out in the cold. They rushed Gaiety to the hospital where the doctors and nurses treated him for hypothermia and some minor scrapes and bruises. Thankfully, Good Samaritans Brittany Ford and Jenna Mahi found the missing baby boy just in time. And Jenna Wilson has no doubt her son wouldn't have survived much longer. The grateful mom can't thank Brittany and Jenny enough for their dedication in searching for her child. "It was complete selflessness," she said. "She took the time out to look for my baby, even though she has her own family." For Brittany Ford, though, she was just doing what her heart told her to do. "Even though it wasn't my child, my heart sank because no mother should ever have to go through that," she said. Thankfully, Brittany and her aunt followed God's prompting to get involved in the search. And because they did, sweet Gaiety is back home, right where he is meant to be, safe and sound. "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Philippians 2:4. He died on the operating table, but came back to tell what he saw in the 20 minutes he was gone. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. He died on the operating table and realized in an instant there is life after death. Few of us are privileged to have one foot in this world and one in the next, like Scott Drummond. He died on the operating table, but came back to tell what he saw in the 20 minutes he was gone. After a nasty skiing accident, Scott learned he would need routine surgery to repair his thumb. But he never expected God to give him the privilege of having a first-hand experience that there is life after death, and most importantly, there is a living God. At the time, Scott was 28 years old when he died on the operating table. He remembers going into surgery and then having a warming sensation going through his arm. Then he found himself staring down at his body in the operating room. Now in his late 60s, he recalled the moment he left his body. Scott watched the nurse running from the operating room screaming, "I killed him!" She had never performed a tourniquet before and made a mistake. This tourniquet has two valves, and one of those valves was to release the pressure. She had forgotten to close one when she opened the other. This accident caused blood to flow the wrong direction. He said, "I had the sensation of something going up my arm and across into my heart. The next thing I knew, I was above my body looking down at the operation. Then in a twinkle of eye, I was suddenly transported to a field full of magnificent flowers and waist-high grass by his faceless guide. Scott Drummond now believes his faceless guide was God. He recalls, "The next thing I knew, the person that had escorted me there was not there anymore, and I was by myself, but it was so peaceful." As he sensed God's presence, Scott then calmed, but then he suddenly started watching a video of his life from the day he was born to the moment he was standing in the field. But it was at that moment when Scott realized he was living for the wrong reasons. He stood witnessing his life, the good, the bad, and it was as if he was being judged by his heart and his actions. I remember some of it hurt. Some of it made me feel good. But it was what it was, he added. I knew I had to do better with my life. In this moment, Scott realized he had died on the operating table. But God had bigger plans. God instructed Scott, "It is not yet your time. You have more things yet to do." An arm like that of a father, like a farmer's hand, full of calluses and strength, pulled at Scott and tugged him back to earth. Suddenly, he was back in his body. When he awoke, his doctor said the operating room had turned into a war room. His medical team had fought to save his life when he had been pronounced dead for 20 minutes. Since that time, more than 30 years ago, Scott has had zero fear of dying, even in the midst of a global pandemic. He knows this life isn't it. And Scott no longer looks back at his life and wishes he had done things differently. He shrugs off yesterday and lives each day to reprioritize, reset, and let God redeem it. Can we all take a moment to thank God for Scott's testimony? I, for one, know how blessed and privileged Scott is to be able to have an encounter with our Almighty Abba Father, and then come back to walk among the living in order to tell others there is a life after death and there is a mighty God in heaven who wants each of us to live in His grace, love, and strength. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.